WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo!
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Dude.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Another week of WWE wrestling news, reports, rumors, and whatever else we randomly talk about as the train inevitably derails. This is Omega, the be-all end-all of our little network. I've spent 10 hours on the road in the last 2 days. Everything in me is sore. I want to go to bed. Hi, Mace.
Gee, you've done 10 hours on the road. Well, call me when you've done at least 24 hours on the road, so...
Yeah, did that when I was, like, 9.
Is that what this is going to turn into? I've done more time on the road than you, so shut the hell up.
I think between Spug and myself, it'd end up being a draw if that's the case.
Oh, you had, what, 10 hours on the road yesterday? Omega?
Nah, over the weekend. I know it's nothing compared to you guys.
No, I think I did. I did 6 yesterday. Total. That was ruthless. Oh, that sucked.
I've done 24 hours straight on a bus. That counts.
Where the hell are you going on a bus that takes 24 hours?
Disney World. The happiest place on earth.
Listen, all right, I know your family's part Jewish.
This was back in high school.
Oh, all right.
Still, it's 24 hours on a bus.
Oh, anyway. Fuck that.
All right, Omega, finish the introductions.
Hi, Spug.
Hi.
Pretty sure they noticed you already.
I know. Whatever.
Fuck it.
I think the worst trip we've ever done on the road in one shot was we did about a month ago. About a month ago, it was 14 hours on the road.
And why were you on the road that long?
Because it was 4 hours to the venue. And then we had to drive another 4 hours out of our way to, take it back. It was 13 hours. But we were, we did 4 hours out of our way and then 5 hours back.
It's not bad.
Ugh,
I've done 12 hours to hotel, 6 hours from hotel to venue, 6 hours from venue to airport, and then another 3 hours from airport to home.
We haven't flown anywhere yet. Now we're just, I'm kind of increasing my reach from, you know, it's, now it's like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, New York, trying to get into Michigan and Kentucky. So, you know, fun stuff.
So you're
the life of wrestlers, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you know.
Now, speaking of taking a long time to get places or things to come, it's the WWE Network, and that's our top story of the evening here on Wrestle Talk Radio Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by PW Mania and MemLanePromo.com. Same work it all in. We heard the announcement, guys. I know May, so we're going to save you last. We'll start with we'll start with you, Omega. Reaction to the actual announcement. It's finally coming.
Finally. At last, in not one form that Vince really wanted to do, but it's coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. Anna, you know, the announcement itself went great. Wonderful. But, you know, they finally got a plan in place. They finally have some idea of how it's going to work. All well and good. You know, I like the whole idea of partnering with MLB that's done this forever. I don't know, like, something in me is, like, still underwhelmed by the service. I mean, yeah, if you break it down, you're getting a ton of pay-per-views for way less. But, you know, at the same time, I kind of think of my poor Netflix account that I already paid almost the same thing for every month, and there's some months I never even touched the thing. And I don't know about all a wrestling-based service like this.
Something's up with your internet. You sound like a robot.
Nothing's running. I don't know why.
Sound like an awful robot. So we'll come back to you in a second. Spug, what do you think of the announcement?
I think it's going to revolutionize the wrestling industry.
Okay.
I really do. I think it's a great move. Because WWE is going to get their money no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If I understand it right, from people who are infinitely smarter than I am, it's $10 a month with a 6-month commitment.
Right.
Now it's, you pay your $10 a month, but if you break your 6-month commitment, they get the rest of your money.
Yes, you're still, it's like a cell phone contract. You're billed, it's, you're on the
right.
Hook.
Yeah, you're not paying the $60 up front.
No, which I originally thought was happening, but they clarified
right.
It's $10 a month. That's perfect.
It is. And for workers like myself, the amount of content that you get online as far as the archives go for film study or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to do, that's tremendous. The ability to watch the pay-per-views. When pay-per-views are totaling, I think, for non-HD WrestleMania this year through Time Warner, it is $65.
I think that's the average price, yeah.
Non-HD.
Mm-hmm.
And the HD version is closer to 80.
75 or 80, yeah.
It's already listed, dude. It's already up.
Right.
Like, I can go months in advance and pre-order Mania.
Mm-hmm.
It's $78. So to get it for $10 on my computer, which has HD capabilities, you know, and I can take my computer and plug it through my HDMI cord into my television and watch it on my television. WWE's getting their money. I'm getting the content that I want. And then you have the ancillary effects, how it's going to revolutionize television. Because no longer is Time Warner going to be able to tell you, you need these 900 channels that you might watch 100 of at some point.
Right.
You know, this is going to be the wave of the future if it is successful in the first 12 months. And the way that it's going to help wrestling is that you're going to start seeing a lot of the bigger local independents go to the television companies, and it, it in a rebirth of sorts, you're going to get the local television again. I really think this. I really think you're going to start to see the bigger, the big company out of Cleveland, the Cleveland area, they're going to be on a local television program. The big company out of Pittsburgh, which already is on local television there. Buffalo, Erie, Louisville, Kentucky, New York City. You're going to start to see your Philadelphia. There's going to be a kind of a resurgence of wrestling on television because I think you're going to start to see it die off. I wouldn't be surprised if in 18 to 24 months, if WWE was off television entirely and sustaining itself through the internet.
No, because they're about to sign a long-term television contract here in the next next 2 months. They're going to be on television for years. Their main television source will always be television, and they're looking to get $100+ million for their contract.
You're not going
to
get that, though. That's the thing. You, Larry, if you do the math, dude, on this network, this company could look to rake in $500 million within the next 6 to 9 months just from this app or just from this alone.
If they get the right amount of subscribers.
Oh, they'll get it. They'll get it.
You think they can reach 1 million?
You don't think that there aren't 1 million people in the country or worldwide that'll buy that?
Yeah, once you kick in worldwide, yes. But 24 months might be pushing it, Spug. Try maybe 5-10 years. When the more television push is more towards digitalized content, and you find that the generation above us, our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation, as they start to move on / disappear from existence, the push for digital content is going to be a lot stronger. That's when you can look at the WWE going completely their own network online.
See, I think it's going to be far sooner than that. I really do think in the next 24 months they're going to have an almost non-existent presence on television. You'll have your Raw and your SmackDown, and that's it.
But that's their main source.
But that's what I'm telling you, dude. Is it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter because your program, your pay-per-view, which is their big money makers, aren't going to be there anymore. But they're going to have them completely online. You're going to have to go to the WWE online to order your pay-per-view.
Right, but their money generation will be coming from the network and this big television contract they're about to sign.
They're not going to get a big that is what I'm telling you. In the next 24 months, my opinion, in the next 24 months, that $100 million contract, that's not going to happen. Not because USA or the NBC network or the Universal network isn't going to pay them that. It's because WWE can get more money through their app, through their online service.
We'll have to see about that. I'm not with you on that part. I can see it evolving, as May said, into a digital evolution where everything will be online in 5 to 10 years, but they'll still always have the network presence. Whether those networks have their own online stream and that's where you get the content, that's different. I'm going to Mace now because he has opinions, and I'm going to let him give opinions on network. Mace.
Alright, let's get the good stuff out of the way.
Yes, positive. Oh. Let's go with positive, Mace.
Let's start with positive, okay? I'm with everybody else here. I like what they're doing. You know, Raw will be an actual full 3-hour show. The stuff that is currently played on the app during commercial breaks will just be one long, you know, one gigantic piece of Raw. You can have your computer running as a DVR device. You know, it will record the show and you keep it for a certain amount of time. You have on-demand service for, you know, your AWA, your NWA, WCW, ECW, all that type of stuff is on-demand. For guys like myself and Spug, who love to go back to the old school and study the moves and the psychology and everything to work into our own stuff, this is perfect. you know, $10 a month is a brilliant price, even with a 6-month commitment. You know, that was one thing I was worried about, was they were going to price this too high. They priced this low enough that I reckon you're going to see a lot of these online streaming services disappear within a year. Like, the ones that constantly put out, that are the big issue, you know, that put out the pay-per-views for free. These guys are going to start dropping off because $9.95 a month is affordable. As opposed to what you guys are paying, what, $50-$60 a month for pay-per-views. I know we're only paying about $35 here.
But when you do the math and you add like $30,000, it all equals out.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's a really good service, you know. It looks brilliant. I've sat down, I've watched the sizzle reels and all that type of stuff, the how-tos and everything. That's fine. You know, I was talking to the little woman the other day. She's a wrestling fan, but an older school wrestling fan, doesn't really like a lot of today's guys. One of the big issues I had was I don't want to be taking over the TV or anything with wrestling when she doesn't really enjoy it. However, this gives me the option to put it on either a laptop or on my iPad or something. I just stick headphones in and disappear into the wrestling for a few hours. It's brilliant. And it actually makes this goddamn app that we're being forced to swallow more than, you know, John Cena being the ultimate face, actually viable.
Now, before you continue, if you notice during that whole presentation, they never once said the word app.
I know, that's funny though. they didn't push the app for it, which I thought was really interesting. But the fact that they have done it, at least in the sizzle reel that I got a hold of early, they mentioned the whole thing of, you can put it on your computer, you can have it on your iPad, you can have it on your smartphone. It's that. It means you're never going to be able to miss an episode of Raw or SmackDown or a pay-per-view. You know, because take a look at today's, you know, data-heavy world. You're out working or something, you know, hell, you could always put your phone on a charger nearby, stand it up and watch a pay-per-view.
And they have the button where it says, start, if you're an hour late to the pay-per-view, start from the beginning.
Yeah. It runs as its own DVR program, which is absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really loving the idea of this. Now we get to the part that pissed me off. International customers will not be getting this service until late 2014/early 2015. I've heard this term before.
It's called television contracts, Mace. Television contracts.
It's called bullshit.
Called television contracts.
No. This is called, we'll get it out when we can be fucked. Like, I understand that they don't want to flood the service on day one with international customers and, you know, all the people from the US, because it'll crash the servers. I'm guaranteeing day one, that WrestleMania feed that you're going to get on it, it's going to be shit. And it might not even last 5 minutes, because everybody's going to be jumping on it once, and their servers aren't going to be able to handle it straight out the gate. Which is fine. They need time to fine tune. But this is an internet thing. This is digital. If I know, they're probably waiting on contract negotiations with some international providers. But I reckon in the UK they could turn on straight away. All the shit's free over there, including the pay-per-views. I know here they're probably going to have to negotiate with our stupid fucking cable company. But that's fine. But I'm now afraid, as an international customer, that it's going to cost me triple. It's going to be an absolutely crap service with nothing available. And the fact that I've got a feeling it's going to be another Netflix in Australia deal. We don't have Netflix, yet we have netflix.com.au, which has been saying Netflix coming soon for the past 3 years. I don't want that to happen. I want to pay the WWE my money. I want to get a hold of this network. I don't want to have to wait, you know, two, 3 years down the track to do it. You know, give me 3 to 6 months, not a problem. If you're looking a year plus, then I'm really not going to bother if you're going to leave me hanging that long.
Mace, it has nothing to do with you know, international TV rights or any of that. It's just because we Americans hate Australians.
Well, pretty much.
We're doing it to fuck you. That's all.
Yeah, I know. But in all honesty, I can understand why they're doing it, but as somebody who has seen the announcement, I'm excited to see this. It's just gonna suck dick that I'm gonna have to wait, you know, an extra year plus to get a hold of this. You know, I wanna buy this, I really do. Yet, you know, it's gonna be a long time before I see it, and all I'm gonna hear is like how great the network is from the people I follow on Twitter and, you know, those who get it. So it's a real pain in the ass. It's like, I want to get Netflix, but the only way I can get Netflix is to do a 1,001 fucking illegal maneuvering online with, you know, virtual private networks and stuff like that, which I don't want to do. I want to do this legally, goddammit!
You want them to actually take your money.
Exactly.
Coming to the network, we're going to see shows like Legend House, WrestleMania Rewind, WWE Countdown, a Monday Night War, not Monday Night Wars, because there was only one war. Apparently that's a new phrase. You're going to get NXT and WWE Superstars, plus live pre- and post-shows for Raw and SmackDown, plus all of WWE, WCW, and ECW pay-per-views will be available at launch. Out of all of that they're offering, what is the one thing you guys are most looking forward to?
I want the library.
Yeah, I'm with Spuds, the library.
Omega?
Legends House.
Okay, why Legends House?
Not really. No, I'm more interested in the library. Of course, you're asking three pure wrestling fans here. Of course we are.
Okay, what specifically in that library?
NWA, AWA.
I'm kind of looking forward to the ECW listings, actually.
Spug?
Like I said, the library. I could care less about ECW. I really could care less about Legends House, but being able to watch the old NWA stuff, being able to watch AWA, Mid-South, you know, all that, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, this network's going to probably have everything for just about anyone, and it's, you could see they took their time, and everyone was saying, coming in 2012 is the WWE Network, and when is it finally here? Now it's here, and it's going to be affordable. I just hope there is no issues, and I don't think they will be, since they have MLB Advanced Media backing them in this whole process.
See, that's the thing. Like, they have a company behind them that knows what they're doing. I'm just wondering, like, what server load are they used to?
I would say hundreds of thousands of people. Because they do stuff for Major League Baseball, they do stuff for March Madness in the spring with TNT and TBS. They're used to this type of 24/7 type deal. They work with ESPN for their Watch ESPN app as well. So it's like, if you're going to somebody, these are the top guys to go to.
Oh, most definitely. But you got to remember, they're starting this thing with Wrestle-fucking-mania.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge connection to their server.
No, actually, what they're starting with is on February 24th at 11:05 p.m. Eastern, where they're offering it for free for an entire week.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
The first week is a free trial. And that's where they're going to work everything out, probably.
That's the server overload.
they're gonna find whatever their peak is.
Yeah, that's the stress test.
Yeah. And you hope they're ready, and I believe they're going to be ready. And this might change Raw in a way, because now they got to be done right on time every single week.
Good luck.
Why do they have to?
Because they have a slot for it for live television, especially the first week. They're promoting it starting at a certain time. They got to be off the air and ready to go.
I don't know. I think this gives them a chance to keep doing the overrun. And it just means that the post show is shorter.
The overrun will be on the network. See? To make you watch both. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. And they're supposed to do a live studio show as well at some point. Which I think Vince has always wanted to do in some fashion. His version of ESPN in a way. Especially with the pre and post and the studio show.
Can he get Coachman to do it?
Sadly, he works for the other guys. I don't think he'll come back to do this. Maybe he will. Probably not.
See, now, here's something like semi-related, but sort of off track. I just realized how useless we are now. Think about it. You've got wrestling guys
for years, okay?
We've got wrestlers doing their own podcasts. Now we have the WWE producing their own post show. We're fucked. We're out of business, man. Game over, man.
That's why we're doing the post show of the post show starting on February 24th, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're going to recap everything that happened on the post show. No, yeah, everyone's doing everything. And one of the things they're going to air during the first free week is a live 2-hour edition of NXT. Surprised by that move?
Nah.
Looking forward to something like that?
It's not going to be live for me, so I don't care.
I'm asking the panel. There is a Mace.
This isn't just about you, Mace.
This isn't the Mace show. There is other people on the panel. What about you and you, Omega? Are you looking forward to seeing a live NXT, which you can just hop in a car and actually see from time to time? But on your you know, technology, you looking forward to it?
On my technology.
Yeah, you only have the computer part. You don't have the Xbox or anything. So your technology, the computer.
My technology, okay. It would be for all I hear of this mythical thing you people call NXT, to be able to watch it happening live. Could be interesting. Could be different.
And on that live NXT, it will feature a 2 out of 3 falls match, I believe, with Antonio Cesaro and Sami Zayn.
My money. Here, take it. Money.
Omega. It's free. That part's free. You can actually see that for free.
It's like Christmas.
Even if it is free, Omega's still going, money here.
Money here. Take it now.
2 out of 3 falls, Cesaro and Zayn. That is worth throwing money at, even if it is free.
And I believe it's going to be Bo Dallas and Adrian Neville in a ladder match. That should be good, too.
So there's absolutely nothing. I haven't seen Bo Dallas since the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I'm sort of sitting here going, I don't know whether that's meh, or give me a refund.
Well, luckily for you, you won't meh or refund because it's not available in your area yet. But you'll be available in some fashion for people. So, yeah, that's the WWE Network in a nutshell. It's finally here. It's finally coming. We'll see what else they put on it. And, yeah, that's the WWE Network. And that's our first topic, and this is our first break. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to get into stuff that's happened all week long, including Daniel Bryan, The Shield, and The Snake is back. You're tuned in to WTR. We'll be right back. We can learn to love again.
I'm sorry, I don't understand where all of this is coming from. I thought that we were fine. We had everything. Your head is running wild again. My dear, we still have everything. And it's all in your mind.
Yeah, but this is heaven then.
You've been having real bad dreams. Oh, you used to...
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling. Created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been...
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
About time this fucker called in. Hi, Mace.
Hey, I was on another phone call. Fuck you.
Oh, hey, fuck you.
And fuck you. And fuck you, hung this kind of up. It's Rocks, one. Fuck you, Will. That's two. Fuck you. Tim. Fuck you. Omega. Fuck you. Lindsay. Fuck you. Subway. Fuck you.
Hey,
I was really fucked. Can I now have a kitten?
I was just going to offer everybody a cigarette, but whatever.
At least Mace remembers me when he runs down a list.
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck you.
I can barely remember yesterday, Tim.
Oh, fuck, can you guys call
oh,
me?
God, wrong? Are you getting Tim Steino?
Yeah, I'm going to hit you, Will, but not before Mace does.
It's basically descended into like a circular roast.
Yeah, it's just another jerk-off podcast. Ask Mace.
Like, all of a sudden it popped up, and here's the whole day, and I didn't have time to even pull up my pants while I was holding my dick.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes, I have been sent by TJ Omega, as he is, one told me that my name and multiple orgasms should not be mentioned in the same sentence again, even though I was going to offer to have one to try to get the ratings up.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Yeah.
I'm Sanjay Morella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest intercontinental champion, eh? Of all the time!
And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine at something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we spent a lot of time last week talking about the debut of Daniel Bryan and as a part of the Wyatt family.
And Jim Bob the Mechanic.
Jim Bob the Mechanic. And now we got to see Jim Bob in action this week. Reaction? Anyone?
I was really hoping they'd take a different spin on it. Just coming out and acting like Dan, you know, coming out with the Wyatts, okay. You know, he's still mostly Daniel Bryan. And then in the backstage segment afterwards, he's still mostly Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of me feels like he's just kind of half-hearting it. You know, like it's more or less, like he hasn't drank the Kool-Aid yet.
He's just sipping it. He hasn't taken a full mouthful of it yet.
He's dipping his tongue in.
Yeah. What's your thinking, Mace? What's your reaction to Daniel Wyatt, as it were? Are you with Omega that it hasn't really clicked?
No. Especially when they jumped straight from, you know, we finally got him, he has a home with us, and we're going to teach him, and this, that, and the other. Then his first time out working with the crew, he basically starts the whole undermining from within deal. It's like, okay, I think somebody skipped a couple of chapters in the book.
Yeah, we're on like page 50 instead of page 2.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it feels like we've missed this gigantic section of the story where, you know, Brian is actually, like, beaten down or something like that. We've sort of jumped straight into the he's going to cause trouble from within part of the story, which should be happening later, not now.
Yeah, it didn't happen for the Shield for like a year. Foreshadowing.
Where do you stand, Spock?
So you just changed Daniel Bryan's gear, and then he was out there, and he was Daniel Bryan. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yes. As the word, as he says, yes.
I wasn't a fan, because you should have had Daniel Bryan go away for about 2 weeks. No house shows, no nothing.
And you show
vignettes of the brainwashing process, just like they did in the late 90s with the
corporate ministry, the ministry
with the ministry,
yeah,
Midian. Not the corporate ministry with the ministry,
yeah, with Midian and the Acolytes,
yes,
and Viscera.
You show the brainwashing process. You show Daniel Bryan sitting there in a chair watching hours and hours of footage and hearing the sermons from Bray Wyatt. You do all of that. Then you debut him. And you do it against someone who is bigger than him and in a singles capacity, and you have Daniel Bryan squash them.
I'm with you in the singles capacity thing, because it was like, he's part of them. He should have, if you really want to show a transformation, you should see Daniel Bryan, you know, hesitate when he's trying to be him, his old self, and, you know, look over at Bray and become, you know, one of them. It's like you see the hesitation inside of him. If that's where they wanted to go.
There should be no hesitation.
No, but the old ways, some of his old ways would come out.
No, then, if you wait two weeks.
If you wait two weeks, debut him,
you show the brainwashing process, there should be nothing. There should be nothing of the old Daniel Bryan.
Right, but if you wanted to do what they did Monday, you should have shown at least some hesitation. That's what I meant. If you're going off of what they did Monday. Hell, what they've been doing on the house shows has been better than what they've put on television.
And the other thing is that you reach a point with with Daniel Bryan. You have him squash someone who is bigger than him.
Mm-hmm.
For the simple fact of it puts over Bray Wyatt's message of I can build him stronger. I can build you better than they would let you become.
I can make you into that monster.
Yes. Yes. So you do all of that. And I'm not saying you have Daniel Bryan job out someone who's as big as the Big Show. But having him beat someone who's Triple H's size, you know.
Here's an easy one. The Great Khali.
No.
He's the big guy.
No.
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 The Rybotch.
Mr. Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Things like that. Like, people like that. But, like, Khali, Big Show, no.
Rybacks.
Because Bryan would go running at him and just get a boot to the face.
All right, so the Rybacks and the...
Yeah, your bigger guys.
Your Mark Henrys.
What's that?
Your Mark Henrys, your Rybacks, that sort of thing.
I wouldn't have him job out Mark Henry either.
Oh, he's beating up now. Mm-hmm. It would be easy.
Probably more you guys like your Curtis Axels, your Dolph Ziggler's.
Yeah, your bigger individuals.
Okay.
Yeah, guys that are bigger than him but not so big that it makes it look almost, you know, Rey Mysterio versus Kevin Nash.
Yeah. So you do that, and then you know, you let that go on, and right around Mania, you start the process of the undermining from within, because at Mania, you want to have Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan. That's your payoff.
One would assume that's your payoff at WrestleMania.
Did I not just say that?
One would assume, but that's your payoff. That's not probably what their payoff is. That's the payoff. I understand
that's
that.
That's the fucking payoff.
I understand what you're saying. I'm saying...
I'm going to get a little surly about it because you're not using psychology. You're not using sense. Why would you not have that as your payoff?
I said one would...
What is the next logical... Answer me this. What is the next logical payoff if you're not going to do anything with that?
I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying in their mind, it might not be. In your mind, you're right. Their mind, they might have something else in mind. That's what I meant.
I don't see what else you could have in mind. Why would you put? Try to think as them for a minute, Rock, and placate me here. Why would you put this? Why would you do this? And put Daniel Bryan with them, if your end game, your payoff for all of this, isn't Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt at either Mania or a pay-per-view down the road?
Pay-per-view down the road. Yeah, but is there end game for 3 months at WrestleMania, or is it longer term than that?
You can do the whole thing in 3 months at Mania.
I'm with you on that one, but there's also the rumor of Bray Wyatt and John Cena that keeps coming up.
If this happens, and if this guy's not available.
Brother. Yeah, I know. I'm just throwing it out there. That's sort of their plan. Because we think they're rushing through it a little bit come Monday. Is that why? Because they already have a plan down the line from WrestleMania and doesn't involve Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan.
I'm sorry, we haven't taken that many blows to the skulls to think that stupidly.
We'll take a couple more, then maybe you'll think creatively like them. I'm just going by what they're thinking. I'm with you on the whole point of the build-up is for Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan and Daniel Bryan to finally break through a couple weeks beforehand, and then you have your match. That's the perfect story. Will they do it? That's the other question.
Well, let's cross our fingers, wait and see, and pray to JBL that they do it, probably.
Pray to JBL, because he is the wrestling god of all people. Speaking of JBL, anyone knows his hair on Monday?
I swear
How
to God.
How could you not? Monday,
give him glasses and a tennis racket. Jim Cornette 2.0.
And a lot of things happened on Monday at the Old School Raw. What was your sort of favorite moment from the show?
The one that my wife woke me up for.
Which was?
Snake.
Okay, we'll get to him in a second. Omega.
You asked, I answered.
I know. Just watch. Omega.
Mean Gene in the hotline. Oh.
Wait. They brought the hotline back?
Oh,
Mean Gene came out and...
No, hold up. Tell the whole story. start from earlier with your comments, Omega.
Okay, the whole story. Okay. God, if I can remember how it goes. Because they were plugging the WWE app that night, and I made a joke in our little usual Raw chat. You know, instead of the app, they should just drop the app and drop back the hotline for one night. Just to complete the old school of it.
Right.
So when Mean Gene comes out to introduce the main event, the New Age Outlaws.
The Outlaws, yes.
He starts plugging the hotline. And he, in a very tongue-in-cheek, he knows exactly what he's doing away.
Mm-hmm.
Because he ends off with, and parents, and kids, you don't need your parents' permission.
It's $5.99 a minute, and kids, you don't need your parents' permission.
And while 90% of the arena was dead quiet, you could hear the smaller, old-school audience starting to chuckle, and he goes, I'm glad somebody remembers it.
Few of you remember that. Or what you might have been hearing was me laughing hard.
Either way, that sort of happened. Alright, Mace, what was your favorite?
Piper's Pit with the Shield.
And good segue to that. We'll start with them. Let's talk about Piper's Pit, Mace. What was your reaction to it?
This reminded me very much of... Oh, which WrestleMania was it? Where he had... Mr. Downey! The one where he had the fire extinguisher.
Okay, I don't remember which number it was, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's one of the more famous Piper Pits. It was one of those so tongue-in-cheek from just about everybody on the, like, involved in that segment, you know. Ambrose breaking out the Joker voice, what the hell? Like, that was a dead-on impression. That was scary. And the whole thing with Roman, where Piper, like, just tweaks his cheek and he looks at Piper like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, old man. It was just this great little fun segment that, you know, it did what it was supposed to do, you know, it was supposed to do the whole, is there some, you know, grief within the Shield that they might break up or something like that, but it was done in classic Piper style, Piper being the shit stirrer that he used to be. It was just pure nostalgia with a current day twist. I loved every minute of it.
Did you happen to see that Spug?
No.
All right. We'll go to Omega. Reaction to Piper's Pit.
I love when they stir the pot. I love when Piper especially starts stirring shit up.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun because Piper's one of those perfect guys to kind of put that seed of doubt in the Shield in the audience. You know, you can kind of tell the crowd's starting to get hot for like the breakup and Roman Reigns especially now. And just having Piper kind of worm his way to put that wedge between them is just making it that much better.
Staying on that, how are you enjoying this whole tease of the breakup of the Shield? Are they doing it well in your mind?
I think they're doing it the right way. Now, for elaboration, I'm going to hold back a little bit for now. But I have liked this break. I have liked the breakup angle that they've been going with. It's kind of a slow build. It's one of those things you have to notice first. Like, okay, Roman is kind of dominating on this team now. You know, we saw that at Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been this very gradual build up to this point now, where the question is in everyone's heads: is he the best in the Shield? Is the Shield not the unit it used to be? Is there superiority now? Which is a huge thing.
Which also you've also got, Dean Ambrose, who, my God, I swear by the end of the night was trying to hold back the biggest fucking smile and giggle fit on the planet.
That was so good. He was trying so hard not to mark out because he gets to take the snake spot.
Yeah, that and being in the ring with Piper earlier in the night as well. Dude would be marking out something shocking. It was one of these things of, like, you're seeing that Roman Reigns has become the more dominant member of the Shield. He's more featured, he's getting all the attention and everything. Put that also into perspective with Ambrose now being the champion who doesn't have the spotlight. And it looks like it's getting to him because everybody has suddenly just pushed Ambrose aside like he's nothing, whereas, when these guys debuted, everybody's jumping up and down saying, hey, Ambrose is going to be the breakout member of this group. Then you've got Seth Rollins, who's basically hiding in the shadows that everybody forgets is even there.
And he's become a lot more confident as the weeks go by.
Yeah, because he's seeing people fail around him, and because he's very much outside of the view of everybody, he can get away with being a dick.
Genetic.
You had something in your throat there, Mike. What did you say?
Nothing.
Okay.
He's going to get repackaged the moment the Shield breaks up anyway.
Which one? Ambrose or Rollins?
Rollins.
The way they're working it, I'm not even sure it's going to be a full-on split.
They're gonna bring in Mason Ryan to take over the role of Seth Rollins, or not Seth Rollins, but Roman Reigns, once Reigns splits off and does his babyface role. The problem is that the dynamic's gonna be gone, it's not gonna be the same, and they're gonna have to do something. They're gonna end up breaking it all up. You're gonna have Ambrose is going to be Ambrose and be a really good, high-end mid-carder, if not, challenging for the championship one day. And then you've got Roman Reigns, who will be a pretty big star. The problem is that Seth Rollins in his current gimmick isn't going to go very far. You've got to give him back his old NXT gimmick, and that's what they'll do. They'll send him back down to NXT for 6 months or so. They'll get him repackaged back into the gimmick that he had, and then they'll bring him back up.
I'm not even sure it'll be. See now I'm trying to. Oh, that gif. Thank you for the distraction in the middle of my thought.
You're welcome.
Anyway, your thoughts, Omega. You had.
I'm trying to recover them.
You had a thought.
I know. I don't think it's going to be so much. Here's where my ignorance of NXT comes in. What gimmick was he running?
Very psychotic, and he was the NXT champion out of the three.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He is the guy who proves that just because you're successful in NXT doesn't mean you're going to be successful on the main roster. going from NXT champion to guy in the shadow of the Shield.
I thought Bo Dallas proved that.
No, Bo Dallas proves that you can be the NXT champion and still nobody gives a shit.
Fair enough.
What? You don't Bo leave?
Yep.
No.
Ugh. I just threw up in my mouth a little.
But yeah, as you guys all mentioned, there is a slow build with the Shield, and that's something we haven't seen in a long time, a really slow build to something.
Oh, that's not true.
Of a faction like this?
A slow build of a faction, yes.
Yeah, that's
a slow
what I meant.
Build period? No, they've done it in the recent past.
No, I meant as a faction like this.
If you put the caveat of a faction into it, then yes, you are correct.
Yes, faction.
Yeah, and you got to remember, for a long time, we haven't had like decent factions. We had what the Nexus, the new Nexus, which bombed horribly. And then it's like nothing, and all of a sudden the Shield, which proves a three-man team can be awesomely done. You don't need 15 people in a group in order to, you know, make them dominant TNA.
I was going to say NWO, but anyway.
I was going with the Monday equivalent.
Modern day equivalent. Going back to old school Raw, to go off the Shield and what they did, as alluded to, the Snake is back, and Dean Ambrose was, well, marking out for Jake Snake. And I love that CM Punk had to remind him that it was PG and can't do what it used to do with the Snake. Should we have expected Jake the Snake to show up on this Raw? Should we have been expecting it?
I had a small inkling, because think about it, you had DDP earlier in the night, and these days where Dallas goes, Jake's not far behind,
which might be part of the AA agreement.
Well, Jake has already said, I'm going to stay there as long as I can, because I know once I leave here, it's going to be hard for me to stay this clean.
Oh, I understand that.
Like Jake has admitted his weakness. And I'm really happy to see Jake that clean, because he looks good. He moved around real well. And the thing is, watching interviews with him and listening to him talk, he's happy. He's happy.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen Jake look this good since, like, the mid-80s.
Right.
He's actually back in form, which is real scary. And I'll be honest, after the reaction he got on Monday, the WWE would be stupid not to give him a spot in the Rumble.
Oh, he'll get a
spot. I know that's what Jake has been campaigning for. He wants a spot in the Rumble.
He'll get a spot in the Rumble.
Oh, jeez. I just got curious, and I looked up Jake's last appearance in 2005 during the Legend Killer run.
Look how bad he looks, man.
He looks terrible compared to how he looked on Monday.
Right.
Jeez. God, that one. That is incredible. That was almost 9 years ago.
And just to think that's been, it's been, what, nearly 2 years since he started doing the DDP yoga stuff?
It's been a two-year process, yes.
DDP found the fountain of youth. It's, I don't believe this yoga crap. I think he's doling out youth potion.
It's not just that. It's not a, DDP designed this program to help battered old wrestlers.
Well, actually, he did it to help himself.
He was a battered old wrestler.
Yeah, true.
So, he, you know, like, he gets this program, and he does it well, and I have the first one, the YRG. And I also have the new DDP yoga, and I enjoy it immensely. But he really, you know, if he can do this with Jake, I'm really interested to see how Scott Hall turns out.
Have you not seen Scott recently?
I've seen him recently. But remember, we're only, what, 8 months in?
Yeah, plus he's had a hip replacement as well.
Right. So I'd like to see what Scott Hall looks like in another 6 months or so. Because I think DDP might be onto something here. If you can get Jake, if you can fix Jake, and you can fix Scott Hall, then quite honestly, the WWE should hire Diamond Dallas Page to run their rehab program and run a rehab facility.
I could agree with that.
I mean, just seeing the results on Jake and... You know, the end result that it looks like Scott Hall is going to end up being. This guy is not going to be able to. This guy is not going to be able to sell enough yoga DVDs. I mean, to be able to develop a program and to be able to develop an environment that can do what so many years of rehab failed to do, just unbelievable.
I reckon if we really want to test DDP, give him Rey Mysterio. If he can fix that broken wreck, then by all means, I think the guy should just be printing his own money.
I figured you would have sent him some cars so he would stop botching, but that's my
opinion. Oh, no, that's impossible. We give up on that.
But if anyone could do it, it would be DDP.
I don't know.
No? You think that's
incurable? No, because you got to realize that's wrestling training versus rehab. Sin Cara's has never been a rehab problem. It's been that he hasn't been able to adapt himself to an American style and has, like, completely fucked himself up. But that won't matter in a few months anyway.
That guy's gone anyhow. We're already at Sin Cara 2, so it doesn't really matter the point. But yeah, Jake came back, made his big return. Y'all are expecting him in the Rumble, right?
Hell yeah.
I don't think he's campaigning for it, but I don't see that.
He'll get a Rumble shot.
We will have
He'll get a good quick shot. He'll come in, he'll hit the DDT, and then he'll get eliminated.
He'll come in. He'll hit the DDT. he'll hit the DDT on a couple of people. He'll clean house. He'll pull out the snake. Then he'll get eliminated.
Close enough.
Because quite frankly, that's what you pay to see with Jake, is you pay to see the snake.
Yes. Yes, and you expect
him to,
you expect the snake to come quickly.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Monday night had some really bad camera shots.
Yeah, it did. So you all pay to see his snake come quickly to the ring and exit.
Okay, now you're forcing it.
That's what she said.
Thank you, Tim Stein.
God, I hate you.
And on that note, we're going to break. You're tuned in to
Rock's forcing his snake into our show.
You're tuned into WTR Slant Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. When we get back, we'll talk about the release of Caitlin Ryback's future and a little great debate and some Teenage Genesis pick 'em. You're tuned in to WTR Sunlight Live right here on WildTalkRadio.com, presented by Memlane Promo and PWMania.com.
Just tear me down, 'cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh. Too young, too dumb to realize.
Hey everybody, it's that time of year again. It's the Wrestling Radio Awards season and we need your help. This year, The Rock has been nominated for multiple awards, including Show of the Year, Male Interview of the Year, Female Interview of the Year, and yes, Media Interview of the Year. What does this mean? Well, it means we need your help. That's right, yes, you. We need you to vote for us. And you know what? It's simple. Once a day, go to www.wrestlingradioawards.com and vote for The Rock. It's that easy. And if we win, I promise I will give you each a cookie. Wait. What? No, I'm not sending anybody any cookies. Alright, come on. For legal reasons, no cookies will be mailed out. But if you defy me, best of luck there, I will happily give a very stale airline cookie. So once again, vote for The Rack, vote today at WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Oh, that's right. Oh, the show was just recently.
It was this past Sunday. It's a segue, plug into a segue.
Hey, wait, give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really? Come on, now. Man. Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait. That's all.
Los Matadores versus the Real American. You all
I'm
pick.
I'm going with that. Never mind, sorry. We're not making I see them too, and actually, I was like all excited. Oh, that's so funny. Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. as luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see, if I'd seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked them if I had seen them. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
Alright, the team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? Brie Bella lost the match with Ace and Rob picked Brie. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, my God! I can't work it out! I believe you changed your cancer, Rock. Oh, shit. Well, that's one for me, because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you,
I told you, I'm my own worst enemy.
Coming, just like
bumped my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
This is WTR Sunday Night Live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're going to get to some odds and ends, and I showed the boys some pictures just now. We have new action figures coming with the new release of the Scooby-Doo movie. We got John Cena and Sin Cara. They both come with Scooby-Doo Omega. Or Mace, or Spog, since Omega didn't respond when called upon.
The break was shorter than I thought.
Hey, you, that's the first time you actually sounded normal this entire show.
I don't have any. It's whatever, man.
Sin Cara is inaccurate.
He's missing the
You're
tattoo.
You're inaccurate.
He's missing the tattoo now.
And apparently John Cena is okay.
He's a okay.
I don't know what that's about.
That's his hand signal when he throws it up in the air. Remember that?
He's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just okay.
Just okay. But do you like that they're actually giving action figures with the Scooby-Doo movie, Omega, since you are the plastic expert?
It's kind of weird. Like, we've only got 2 shots of these so far, and they come with an identical Scooby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seriously worried, like, this isn't one of those things where it's like the entire cast from the show. It's one of those movies where it's just Scooby and Shaggy.
Right.
I'm really worried that, like, they're going to put out all 6 figures and all of them are going to come with Scooby-Doo. So your wrestling collectors will have all 6 of these cartoon-based figures and this collection of Great Danes that they have to find new homes for.
Real raggy.
I'm still with Omega on that one. It's like they're coming with Scooby-Doos. So where's the Shaggy and Scooby-Doo wrestling gimmick 2 set? Because for those of you who have seen the trailer for this thing, Shaggy and Scooby actually try to wrestle. And they get to go up against Kane. It looks like it's going to be fucking hilarious.
They get trained by AJ.
Yeah. Now, where's the AJ-style action figure? I want that one.
She's already enough of a cartoon character.
Shit's not given. It's sort of annoying. It's like, you have guys like... You have Vince in this. You have Kane, AJ... Cena, Sin Cara, the only 2 figures. I know it's like probably just production samples at the moment,
But the first two figures you get to see are Cena and Sin Cara. The one that's going to sell a lot and the one that's going to sit as a shelf warmer.
Yeah, no one will buy John Cena.
Exactly.
Oh.
Hey, here's the funny thing. Walked into my Toys R Us the other day, had a look at the wrestling figures. 7 John Cenas and a Hornswoggle.
People love the midgets, that's why there's only one.
Why does that sound like a bad porn joke?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Because
it probably hasn't been made as a bad porn joke.
I thought the dwarf was the one that we're supposed to have 7 of.
Anyway, moving on. Moving on.
I heart you, okay. Omega.
You see Tim Stein run by? Sorry.
He's probably chasing...
Boo! Bad jokes!
He's probably chasing after the person who just quit in Caitlyn. Surprised that she quit?
Yeah. Like, it's surprising to see that she quit, because this came out of nowhere. Especially because her final match was on main event.
Which was pretty good. They had
great.
They had a nice send-off between the two.
Yeah. But now that supposedly, from what I've been reading, the reason came out was that she's over the way she's being used and she wants to go on to other endeavors and that. Good on her. You know, she's seen this as not working. It's not working out for her. It doesn't look to be working out for her. She has other avenues that she wants to go down, so why the hell not?
She is also getting married soon, so...
Meaning in 30 days we'll see her in ROH.
Or we'll see her back tag teaming with her sister.
Actually, she's already taking independent bookings. She has no 90 days.
Her contract
expired. The 90-day clause comes if you ask for your release and you're given it during the contract period.
The 90-day clause is in the contract. If the contract expires, there's no 90-day. Same way Christian showed up at TNA.
Right. We're talking the hero, though. Talking
who got
the
fired.
Hero, who got fired. But Hero was saying that everybody's contract has a 30-day clause in it, where you cannot appear on a competitor's television.
Right, that's what I was going to say. She could take independent
bookings. Before you jump down my throat, let me finish.
She could take independent bookings, just not television. That was the point.
Fuck.
So were you surprised, Spug, that she left?
No. No, I'm really not. Because with the success of places like Shine and Shimmer in Florida, where it's a legitimate all-women's promotion, and they're drawing, you know, considerably well and getting good numbers on their internet pay-per-views, I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe one or two big-name women's wrestlers from the WWE jump ship and go there.
It's a possibility.
I really wouldn't. I think if that happened, you know, if you got a Natty that left, or not saying that that would happen, but you know, Natty or maybe an AJ or some, you know, a couple of big names that would up and leave and go to this Shimmer or this Shine to work because they know they're going to get used as actual women's wrestlers there, then maybe WWE step up and take notice and actually, you know, not worry about how good they can twerk and actually worry about how well they can wrestle.
Sort of like Kong going there, another name like that.
Yeah, another big name. But I don't think Kong isn't a recognizable name enough to really worry about it, to be honest with you. Kong.
She didn't have a big enough run.
She doesn't have a big enough star power, big enough following. If AJ were to ask for her release, right, and get it,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, 90 days from now, she shows up in Shimmer or Shine. Oh boy, that's a big deal.
All right. So yes, Caitlyn is no more with WWE. And then there's Mr. Twitter himself, the Ryback. We're not going to...
fuck this guy.
Not touching his tweets because, well, he's already deleted them all every time he tweets. But he was asked this following question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I see myself here in the WWE, hopefully leading the pack of a whole new generation of young, hungry talent, traveling around the world, entertaining the world like WWE can. I'd like to have some movies under my belt, work with sponsorships, charities, and get my name out there. I'm excited for the future. There are big things in store for Ryback in the next 5 years.
No, there aren't.
Such a job at Burger King.
That's my question. Are there big things ahead for the big guy?
Hi, my name is Skip Sheffield. Welcome to GNC. How can I help you?
He would do wonders as a personal trainer.
Oh, sure. You'd just teach all the young bodybuilders where to inject to not get caught.
Hi, I'm Skip Sheffield. And who'd have thought that Heath Slater would be the most over member of the first Nexus group.
Well, speaking of Heath Slater, he offered Ryback a role in the band as a drummer.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Looking for a drummer, so if Ryback wants to join, there's a spot waiting for him.
Ryback, take the offer.
It's the best offer you'll get. So, yeah, you don't see him as a leading man in Hollywood or anything like that, no?
No. I don't even see him as a wrestler if he keeps shooting his mouth off the way it's going.
Yeah, this is just making things worse. He's already in trouble because, hey, guess what? He hurt somebody again.
Yes, Dolph Ziggler is concussed thanks to Ryback after a match on Superstars this past week where he nailed him with a clothesline.
Because what you really want to do against an opponent who's not too far off from a very serious concussion, stiff him.
It's what Ryback's best at.
It's all he does.
You know, I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Uh-oh.
You're going to defend Ryback, aren't you?
Oh, no.
I'm going to.
Mock tape.
I'm going to, and I'm going to tell you why. Because that's not all his fault.
We know.
And I'll tell you why it's not all his fault. What if Ziggler faded? I didn't see the match. I can only go. What if Ziggler faded? If Ziggler faded the bump,
mm-hmm.
all Ryback has, there's nothing for Ryback to do.
Right.
He's swinging through on that clothesline, and the only thing he's going to do is catch Ziggler's head.
Right.
I gave one of my really, really good friends a concussion a couple weeks ago. Because he didn't duck a line. And when I threw the clothesline, and Mace knows how this goes, what are you taught to do?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What?
That's what. See, when you don't pay attention, that's when you get the concussion.
Okay, when we were at school, right? And we're doing clothesline drills. What are you taught? When you're taught to duck them, when you're throwing them and you call the duck, when you call to duck the clothesline, what are you told?
The person that duck has to make sure that they duck it or else their head's going into the fifth row.
Right. Now, I threw the line, and I swung through with it. Dude didn't duck, and I punched him right in the top of the head. I mean, like, he ducked his head, but he didn't duck down far enough, and I punched him, bam, square in the top of the head. And that's his fault. The same thing with Ziggler and Ryback. If Ziggler didn't make sure that he got down or whatever happened, you know, and he got hurt, then that's Ziggler's fault. I can't comment any further than that because I haven't seen the match.
Yeah, trying to find it. But yeah. But here's the thing, you know, not only, like, take out the whole thing that he's injured Ziggler or Ziggler's injured himself, whatever. Just for the fact of how he's been running his mouth on Twitter, should be enough to see this guy de-pushed for the rest of the year, or possibly looking at being fired. You know, and you can't say it won't happen because, well, again, let's take a look at Dolph Ziggler.
I don't think it'll happen. I don't think it'll happen because of, maybe he's just trying to work the gimmick. You know, I don't know, man.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it sounds like he's working the gimmick, but at the same time, it also sounds like he's working the gimmick the wrong way. Because if he has to delete tweets,
yeah,
then obviously something's not right. And even now, I'm still checking the news sites. At the moment, I'm waiting for Ryback released.
Oh, I'm sure it'll happen shortly.
So we'll see what's next for the big guy.
Now, should be career at Burger King.
Someone needs to work on no break. We're going into our next segment, and that's buy or sell.
Wow, you had to say that out loud, huh?
Yes. All professional.
Shut up. It's the segment intro.
I think we need a little question and answer time.
It's now time for this week's edition of Buy.
Yes. Yes! 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 Yes!
Or sell?
No! 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 No!
Buy or sell Ken Shamrock as your security guard, Omega?
10 years ago, maybe?
10 years? No, I'm talking about right now.
Right now, sell. I think he's beyond the world's most dangerous man at this point.
Mace, buy or sell Ken Shamrock as your personal security guard.
Okay, so you're... Okay, let's clarify that. Personal security guard, or bouncer. Pick one.
Personal security guard, because... He was recently, that's his new role now, as a security guard for celebrities like 50 Cent. this is where I got that.
I know, like, I'm just thinking, hold on, I don't know whether this is actually good for Shamrock, because he's still in very good shape, that's the thing. I don't know whether Shamrock taking this is a legitimate thing, or...
No, it's
is he just going to duck out of the way the first bullet, like everybody else should when 50% is being shot at? but to be honest, Shamrock, yeah, as personal security for a celebrity, by all means, because there's going to be unique guys who can shove through a crowd with enough force. Guys like Shamrock are perfect for that role, because... They're used to breaking through people. They're used, especially in the MMA field, breaking through their guard and stuff like that. It comes in handy. And if they need to restrain someone, well, Shamrock's going to choke a bitch out. it's great. If it was something like a static security guard, you know, a mall cop or something, I'd say no. But personal security? Fuck yeah. I'd buy it.
Alright, Spug, buy or sell.
Does it matter?
It's the name of the game. Buy or
sell. I'm gonna hold on that stock.
Okay.
I think it's a good move. I think he'd be better suited training security guards than, you know, being one. But that's just my opinion. I'm not gonna buy it or sell it. You know what I mean? Like it I can see where it would work, but I can also see where it wouldn't.
Right.
So I'm gonna hold on it.
You're gonna hold on that. All right. Buy or sell a William Regal career, you know, a network special in the career of William Regal. Mace, buy or sell.
Okay, once again, need clarification. Is this a show that is looking at the career of William Regal, or is Regal hosting a show on the careers of others?
They're filming a special on his career.
Yeah, I'll buy this one as well. William Regal, as many people have known, you know, Blackpool, England, started when at the age of 15. I reckon it'd be a good documentary special. I really think it would. The guy's always had a great mind for the business. He's one of the best technical wrestlers in the past 10 years. So yeah, why not? I'll buy this one too. My wallet's going to be exceptionally light.
Spug.
I just came in my pants. Like, the thought of this...
your opinion.
Yeah.
Well, when you say that on this show, you have to clarify things.
The thought of that? Oh, my God. All for it.
All for it.
100%.
Omega? Follow that.
No.
Try to.
No. My pants are perfectly fine and clean.
They shouldn't be.
No, I buy this. You know, Regal's been in the game so long, and you know, just he's still so, you know, like he doesn't even get matches, but he still does really good in the ring. Like, he's had such a long and storied career. I would love to hear detail of it.
And finally, buy or sell a Paul Heyman DVD, Spug.
Buy. And I would buy it for the extras, for the promos.
For the promos, just alone, just the promos?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
What else are you buying it for?
His great one-on-one match with somebody? I don't know. That one time...
The tuxedo match he had with Cornette?
That one time in Japan where he wrestled the 60-minute Iron Man Classic? No. Omega, buy or sell?
Buy. I mean, aside from just the whole ECW thing... I would love to have some of his best promo work just in one big collection. If Paul Heyman was born to do one thing, it was to sell people on something.
He's a Jew.
That's his job. Mace, buy or sell?
Money, take it, shut up.
There you go. Now we move on to the favorite part of the show, TNA Genesis Pick'em. TNA Genesis, because we're doing it on every show, so just make pick. You have to do better than Subway. That's the standard in this game. Do better than Subway.
Before or after you make him the pay-per-view?
Either or. We had him do the Golden Globe pick, so we'll see how they turn out. This week. Alright. Genesis will be taking the course over 2 weeks on television, next 2 weeks. Anyway, Icon Sting takes it on Ethan Carter III, Mace.
Sting.
Oh my god.
Sting.
Spug.
Ethan Carter III.
Bully Ray versus Mr. Anderson. Spug.
Bully Ray.
Omega.
Bully.
Mace.
Bully.
Knockouts title. Gail Kim versus Madison Rain. Omega.
Madison just came back, didn't she?
Yes.
Fuck. Madison.
Spug.
Who is it now?
Gail Kim, Madison Rain.
No matter who wins, we all lose. I don't know. Gail Kim.
Mace.
Madison.
Briefcase match. Cowboy James Storm takes on Gunner, Mace. The briefcase, briefcase is for the number one contendership, I should mention. So Gunner. Omega.
Gunner.
Spug.
Gunner and who?
Storm.
Oh, Gunner.
And finally, cage match. Kurt Angle versus Bobby Roode. If Kurt Angle doesn't win, he can't go into the Hall of Fame ever. Spug.
If Kurt Angle doesn't win?
If he doesn't win, he can't go into the Hall of Fame.
The TNA Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Oh, whatever. The other guy.
Rude.
Yeah.
It's whole... Anyway, oh my god.
Rude.
Mace.
Cut.
There you go. There's your pick 'em. Hope Kane can copy those picks down. Now it's time for the great debate.
Welcome to this week's great debate.
Oh my god, wait a minute! It's Paul Bear! It's Paul Bear! And that's gotta be Kane!
And I am the new millennium for the World Wrestling Federation! Well, for those of you who don't know me, I am Chris Jericho, your new hero, your party host, and most importantly, the most charismatic showman to ever enter your living rooms via a television screen.
If this is who we think it is, and we have every reason to believe that this is the human being that has been stalking the Undertaker's wife.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
And this week on the Great Debate, it goes up. The debates are Miss Hancock versus Trish Stratus. Mace, you're up first.
Legs versus boobs.
What is it?
Gotta go with the boobs.
Spug.
I vote legs.
Alright, Omega. Legs or boobs? Who you got?
Ass.
That's not an option.
They both had plenty of that.
Should be. I'll actually dignify the participants with their actual names and go with Trish.
Why?
So you went boobs.
He did go boobs on that one, and, well, that was no surprise, really. All right, the debut of the Aces and Eights versus the debut of Kevin Thorne. Omega.
Ay, ay, ay. Thing is, I kind of dug what they were doing with Kevin Thorne, but his debut was standing outside the arena on the first episode of WWECW, and he didn't do anything. He was just kind of there, and you couldn't tell whether he was another sci-fi joke character or if they were actually going to do something with the damn guy. So I guess aces and eights as a result of that.
Spug.
Did he have Ariel with him on his debut?
I believe so.
Then I vote for Kevin Thorne for bigger boobs than Trish's.
We have a scientific approach tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, that's no less scientific than the girls who vote for the playoff pick-ems simply by which mascot is more badass.
We are choosing via gravitational mass.
Thank you. Thank you, Omega.
He's making it very scientific for us. Alright, Mace, you're the decider.
Kevin Thorne, because we've already got the NWO moving on earlier in the round, so we don't need the ripoff.
Alright, so there you go. There you have it. In the scientific battle of all battles, that was it. Kevin Thorne and Trish Stratus move on. Next week it is the debut of Stephanie McMahon taking on Karma. And the Mickie James WWE debut against the debut of Kurt Angle in World Wrestling Entertainment. That's all for next week on the show. Right now, it's time for Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wildfire.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Alright, Spug, you are walking down the street on your way to work. There's a dog drowning in the canal on the side of the street. Your boss has told you if you're late one more time, you get fired. What do you do?
Save the dog.
Save the dog? Don't care about the job.
No, because quite honestly, if anybody's going to fire me over the fact that I stopped to save an animal from drowning, I don't want to work for them anyway.
There you go. Maze, who is your favorite movie actor of today?
My favorite movie actor of today?
Mm-hmm.
John Cena.
The Miz.
Oh, God no. God no. God no.
Ted DiBiase Jr.
No. By the way, I saw that new Miz Christmas special thing. Ugh, terrible.
Ken Kennedy. Behind Enemy Lines 3.
Kevin Nash, Super Shredder.
Fuck yeah.
I saw a picture of him the other day, like, with the helmet off, and oh my god, it's weird.
Really? You're gonna have to show me that picture.
I can find it again.
Well, start looking. I suppose these days, sort of more modern era, Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Omega, who is your favorite actor on television today?
On TV.
On TV. You know that square box thing.
I know what the TV is. I'm trying to remember what the last TV show I watched was that wasn't wrestling. Otherwise, my answer might have to be The Miz.
Oh.
What's the thing? I really don't watch all the TV shows everyone else is into. You know, I never watch Game of Thrones. I've never watched Walking Dead. You know, I'm at the point where it's like, I could give a fuck about actual TV. You know, like, literally, I turn on the TV if I want to watch the, like, you know, like, wrestling or, like, Doctor Who. So, like, you're looking at Matt Smith just as the default here. And even that's iffy because he just left his show.
Well, you can give it to him. They give it to people like that when they leave a show.
Hey, Game of Thrones is pretty badass.
So we'll let you go with that one. All right, Spug, which fictional character would you most like to have lunch with and why?
Which fictional character?
Fictional character.
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. Can I have time to think on that one? Because that is a good question.
All right, we'll go to Mace for his question. Mace, who is your favorite movie actress of today?
Oh, fuck's sake. Actress.
Hey, Omega, hint what your next question will be.
Oh, fuck.
I want Omega's question, because I can answer that one easier.
I am completely fucked now.
Can we switch?
Yes, you guys can switch.
Sweet! Okay, TV. Shit, I just forgot her name.
so excited, and can't remember. What's her name? The girl?
Fuck. Her
with the tits in the vagina?
Kat Dennings! There you go.
Who the fuck is Kat Dennings?
You never watched Two Broke Girls?
No.
The assistant in the Thor movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. You're with me now.
I got you.
All right, Spug, have you figured it out?
I have. House.
That's a good one. That's a very good one. Alright, Omega, since May swap with you, favorite actress in a movie today? Unless you have one for television.
No, I'm even more screwed on that one. Because even as it is, I don't keep up with actors either, so... I'm gonna say Gwyneth Paltrow on that one.
Why?
Because Pepper Potts is fucking hot.
That is part of it. It probably is thanks to the Iron Man and movies and Avengers though. Just because she's taken to that role so well. And you know, it's not like Robert Downey Jr. does great as Tony Stark, but it's basically because him and Tony Stark have the exact same lives outside of the big suit of armor.
Even though he may have a big suit of armor?
He might. Wouldn't surprise me. But no, I mean, that's a... When you're playing against... In movies like that, when you're playing against someone who just fits the character that well... To the point where he even looks like the fucking guy in the comic books. You know, that's actually a harder thing to do than to actually be the star. To actually be that counterpart to him. And she does it exceptionally well.
Well, there you have it. And that will do it for WTR Sunday Night. And before we go... Before we get into all the plugging, Spug, you wanted to drop some knowledge or some announcements?
I did! I'm super excited about this. I've actually got two announcements. February 8th in Marion, Ohio, I, Bruiser Schmidt, will be making my NWA National Wrestling Alliance debut for NWA SCW. Now, the cool thing about that I'm really psyched about is that under the new NWA agreement, all the NWAs have to send tapes to each other now and make all of their stuff available. So if somebody in Michigan wants me or somebody else from that promotion, you know, they can get me. And I'm super psyched because now I can travel a little bit more. I've wanted to work the NWA for a while, and now one of my goals is going to be attained. The other thing, and this is really, really awesome, is that in a couple of weeks, it was announced last night, the promotion that I debuted with last night, Burning River Championship Wrestling. Burning River Championship Wrestling will be airing on Fox Sports Ohio in a couple of weeks, and I was on the debut television taping last night, and I can't wait to go back in February and in March and in April, and I'm really looking forward to working with that company.
You can follow them on Twitter at BRC Wrestling, and it's same thing for Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And you can follow NWA SEW on Facebook. Look up NWA-SEW on Facebook, and on Twitter, I believe they're just SEW.
So there you go. Spud's making it to television, ladies and gentlemen.
Very well done.
I'm psyched. I'm super psyched.
We have a television star among us now.
Shit.
We're kind of screwed. Anyway, we'll get to more plugs for Spug in a minute. You can check out the Raw Post Show live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night, right after Monday Night Raw. Thursday night's Iraq at 11 p.m. Eastern. Go vote for the Iraq and the Wrestle Talk Radio at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You can vote once a day. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/Iraq Radio Show. Saturday night's midnight-ish is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We'll be back next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Mace, stuffs? Anything?
Mace has got nothing.
Mace is bored. He's nothing. Move on.
Exactly.
Omega?
Let's see. It's all the usual places. TJ Omega on Twitter. TJ Reviews on Facebook, TJ Omega on YouTube, or TJOmega.org. For everything I do, you have to check at least one of them. Possibly two. No guarantees.
Spug, your Twitter's on your
you
Facebook?
Can follow me at Bruiser Schmidt on Twitter, or look me up as Bruiser Schmidt on Facebook. You will probably find my fan page, and you will more than likely find my actual Facebook page. Go there, see pictures of me, videos to be posted soon. You can tweet at me, do whatever. I'll probably respond, as I am boring and have no life usually, other than when I'm in a wrestling ring. That's not true. I'm very interesting. I paint little army men and then post pictures online.
Yes, yes, he does. Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. We'll see you next Sunday night across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania, MemLanePro.com. For Mace, Omega, and Spug, I'm still rocking. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.